For the days you feel overwhelmed, there's a rock that is higher, by Debbie McDaniel, read by Ellie Johnson. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, Psalm 61:2. For the times when you feel overwhelmed, there's a rock that is higher, stable, sure, faithful, true, a place you can trust, a place you can rest. We often long for a more simplified life, free of mess or clutter and struggles. Yet most days we strive just to keep our heads above the demands of work, family, responsibilities, and all that calls our name. It's hard sometimes, feeling like we can never get it all done. Our minds are in a constant mode of go from the moment our feet hit the floor in the morning. Well, this is life, real life. And God longs to be right there in the center of it all, in the mess, in the full days, in the craziness and times when we feel overwhelmed. Because the truth is, the reality that we can ever get everything done we feel like we need to do is not even a reality for most of us. And that's not where true success is found anyway. It's found in spending time with Him, our rock, our stability, our hope, our peace. Maybe today is the day to rise above. Maybe we've been stuck down too long. Maybe we've been drowning or fighting the overwhelm. All the struggles and stuff won't ever go away, but they don't have to defeat us. He is the one who brings hope in the chaos, the clutter, and demands. Because most days don't look like a Pinterest post or a page fresh out of a magazine for simple living. Sometimes they're messy and full, and we can hardly keep up. The to-do list doesn't get done again, and we might be feeling a few steps behind. Pressures cling. We feel hurried and stressed, battling defeat and discouragement, wondering why we can't just get it together. Yet still, His truth shines through. For though there's a lot that may be left undone at the end of every day, if we're living close to the one who created the day and cares more about us than we could ever imagine, that's where true life is found. That's where real peace is. Resting there today. Hope you are too. Intersecting faith and life. You can be real with God this morning. Tell Him your struggles and what's concerning you. He already knows, but He longs for that relationship with us as we sit in His presence, as we pray and read His words of truth. Ask Him for His peace to cover you, even if you find yourself in circumstances that are anything but peace-filled. He alone has the power to help us rise above the chaos and mess of our days. Let's choose to fix our eyes on Him and believe that He is with us. For further reading, check out Isaiah 26:3, Philippians 4:6-7, Matthew 11:28-30, and 1 Corinthians 14:33.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.